Let's see here. I don't need to lead it by any means.
I'm sorry?
I said I don't need to lead this by any means. Like, he didn't put the
impact. I think you should.
You think I should?
I don't know what the others think.
I don't know. Okay, well, how about first I'll pass around. Can you give anyone the piece of paper to sign off? So I'll just pass that around so that way he knows who's here. All right, so we're supposed to just discuss the ethics of each of these. I guess we'll just go down the list. And maybe just, we'll start by just saying what you thought, like what your vote was for, and then discussing why. Yes, no, maybe.
So we're just going to quiz.
Yeah, we're supposed to just go through this, and then at the end, you're supposed to email him, tell him what you actually thought about this. Mm-hmm. And then somebody, and I'll just keep track of what everyone voted for. And so give him numbers for the form. Did you mark what you thought about each one?
I didn't bring it.
That's all right. Yeah, I'll give you one. Thanks. And we have two extra packets, so.
Thank you.
But so that way you know what it was. So maybe we'll start with number one. So number one was the separating of twins at birth, which I thought was interesting. And then control every aspect of their environments. So in other words, just in control where they live and what, like how much money their family has and that kind of goal, I guess. So I put that I was unsure because more of the conditions. So I just said I was unsure because I think I'll get into it, I guess what I think when we discuss it. So maybe what did you vote for?
You mean the first experiment?
The first one, splitting up twins after birth.
I think I would not allow if it is said like this, control every aspect.
Okay. We'll just say where our votes are and then I'll discuss.
I think I would
have
done it, but I'm not going to participate.
Yeah,
so
not vote. Me too. Well, what's the finals?
You're not going to participate?
Yeah.
What is it?
What?
We don't.
You don't have to turn this in.
But do I get one of those?
He emailed it to us,
yeah.
And I just printed off some extra copies.
Oh, is that I don't have his email, actually.
Did you get this, then?
No.
Okay, so you don't even know what we're doing.
Well, I know that we're voting.
Okay. You didn't get Fuller's email? Okay, hold on.
I'm aware of this experiment we're voting in.
Yeah, but like... But like you're not aware of, because they do more. They like describe each of the scenarios. You really can't get the scenario just from the title. Like, okay, so how about this? I'll just read and you tell me about that. And then I'll forward you the email. So the separating twins, the premise was, how about this? I'll just skip the premise. We don't really need the premise.
Just explain it really fast.
Really fast is so you've got some mother who, from the beginning, you know she's having twins. She elects to give up the twins. For some reason, you put them in two different homes in two different environments and study them.
Will they be aware of this?
It does not say. It doesn't.
It's just after birth.
Right, but it doesn't tell them whether, like, it doesn't. No, they're not. It doesn't say whether or not they're aware. And it doesn't say what kind of household they're going to be put into, other than they're going to just be put in two different households to see nature versus nurture. So you know about nature versus nurture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. So that's all they're looking at is nature versus nurture, because they're saying that because
what
they're
are
twins,
my options?
Your options are to allow somebody, maybe you give him your form.
Allow and participate.
Okay, allow and not participate. Allow and participate. Not allow and not sure. So the allow and not participate would, so you're not involved.
I understand. There's no like passive response to this. Like
that's
I couldn't care
not,
less.
The not sure part comes in, or you might allow and not participate. And so, okay, you don't care. Like, sure, they can do whatever they want.
I've got a problem with it.
Okay, so that's what we're supposed to discuss. First, you have to vote.
But when I've got a problem with something, that doesn't mean I don't allow it.
Okay, but so maybe you're under the not sure department?
Not sure department.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I have a question.
Yeah.
When it says here, allow and participate, I want to know what exactly means the participate.
That was my issue with it, because they don't describe what it means to participate. So are you going to be the woman that gives up your children? Are you going to be the scientist that actually is doing this? Are you going to be the host family? They don't describe what the participate factor is. So that was part of my not sure, because I was like,
I think that's your role to being a scientist.
So I think this is a little vague. Because, like, my other issue with it was they don't tell you what kind of households they're going into. Are they going into, like, the deepest slums in the world, and then somebody else is going to be, like, royalty? Or is it going to be, like, so they don't...
If you are a scientist, you will participate or not. Because all of us can't be one of twins. Or a mother who will have twins.
Well, but you could be the mother. I guess that's what it's asking is, ethically, would you participate? And so would you as a mother do this? And I don't think I would do it as a mother, but as a scientist, if there was a mother who was willing, say she was lower income or something, you were going to pay her to do this, which is a whole other ethical issue. But, like, if you were going to pay her to do this, you know, would you be fine if somebody was willing to, I mean, because people put their kids up for adoption, would it be, in some sense, that sort of...
But as a scientist, it's a very big responsibility.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's what, it's everyone's opinions. It's just an ethical debate on whether or not we think it's ethical. And, like, how ethical. Mm-hmm. So, I probably would actually fall under the allow and not participate.
But I would want
more details on the situation. Like, I don't, that's way too vague.
Yeah, everything in here is too vague, I mean.
Yeah, like, that's way too vague. Like, it depends
on... I've read this.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead.
Go ahead. Jump in the argument. My opinion, everybody maybe should just say their opinion or something, is that I would want to know more details. Because it would depend on the type of situation you're going to put these kids into and what you're going to manipulate. Like, are you going to just put them in a different household and you're kind of controlling where it is?
But would you really need this information to judge this case ethically? Because, I mean, you're separating the children from the mother without...
But that already happens. Like, that's what I'm saying, is if she elected to give up her children, which people do every day, is elect to give up their children, we're just controlling where they're going after that.
That's a good argument. However... Yeah. But I've got the problem. The issue I've got a problem with is human will.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've got no problem with someone deciding to, be used as a lab rat.
Right. So later.
But when they don't.
Yeah.
That's what you're arguing then on the behalf of the kids themselves, is whether or not.
Who gives a shit about the mother, man? My mother chose some shitty things for me. That's probably between me and my mom.
Yeah.
However, you're making this problem between, like, the state or just, like, organized academia and these kids.
Yeah.
I mean, what gives us a right? And this is a political issue, because as soon as you start interfering with the will of persons for a better scientific...
Oh, no, I get what you're saying. Like, so what are...
There are lines that can't be broken, at least in a liberal society, if we want a liberal society to exist.
Well, and maybe you could do something where you do keep tabs on them, and then when they're 18, you ask them whether or not they want to publish. Because that would be where the issue would be, is because they're not supposed to be interfering in any way. They're supposed to be just watching. Like, watching how they grow is how I
understand, but
what I'm saying is don't lie to them. When they get to an age where they can understand
what happened, then let them
make a decision. Do you want this type of research published?
No, fucking no. It's not the research should be polished, whatever happens, I think.
Well, but that's where wouldn't it then go against this issue you're talking about of lying? Because you couldn't tell them when they're three. Well, we're going to watch you, and so on.
No, but, you know, I'm against people who adopted their children, and then they're, like, 23, and somebody's, is Pablo adopted?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just tell the kid they're adopted off the bat.
Off the bat!
That actually I agree with. Other people's arguments, I know. Like, what are other people's opinions?
I think if there will be at some terms, I think I will be allowed. I will allow it. For example, when it says the expectant mothers need to be recruited ahead of time, and I think if there are families really want to adopt a children, a child, and they may be volunteers. I want to adopt a child and. For example, the scientists will let the mom, who is pregnant with twins, to choose. For example, I want to study the temperature, the climate, affect how it will affect the children's growth. So I will choose several parents from willing to adopt parents from the north part and some from the south part, and let the mom to choose. I think that's all right. But if it's like to construct the test homes, I think is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you would. If you would pick, I think, from a pool of parents that are already wanting to and willing, then maybe. But the reason they want to get a mother before they actually have them is because they want to start right away with the nature versus nurture, rather than giving them to the mom for a couple weeks because you've already made like.
She can choose when she
was pregnant. Yeah. And I guess that's what I'm saying is clarifying that like that's what they want at the beginning.
And also
they want it before they're born.
The other thing is the you know what you get in exchange for doing this, you know, is it some payoff into developmental psychology? I mean, fuck that shit.
Yeah. I mean that's really the difference to the case of adoption. I mean, it's really the ends and the means are like totally different. If you're in the case of adoption, the mother, in most cases, is alone. I mean, this doesn't say anything about what decision is. The father is included into decision making, which is kind of interesting. But I mean, in the case of adoption, the mother gives away the child for the sake of a better future. Because she cannot handle the situation, she has not the economic means. Maybe she was raped. Here it's for some really kind of abstract development.
Yeah, well, and that's what I said. I would want to know about the homes, because you definitely wouldn't want to put a child into a, like.
No, I mean, it's not.
Absolutely horrible conditions to live their life in.
Okay, but even if they would. I mean, they would give. Let's assume they would give them the child to some middle class family, because you can. Report and observe the whole situation better if you have not some totally dysfunctional family and it's not slums or so on, but like a good functional family in a stable environment. But even then, you would like deprive the child of his right to know who his actual mother and father is. Because the child would be at least
for quite a long time,
not be allowed to know.
Young.
Yeah, and it would give him the purpose.
Yeah.
Of being a lab rat!
Well, and that's what I think if you told them, like, because they tell a lot of kids when they're 18, like, or give them the option of finding their parents in the States, at least, when they're 18, is when you can.
But is this this is the ethical problem that you're, imagine you're somebody, at this point, until you're 18 or whatever, you're really, like, caught in the illusion that these parents are your parents. Yeah, real, but they are not.
What it was is in the States, they may tell them that they're adopted when they're really young, but they still can't find out who their parents are until they're 18. Like they don't.
Yeah, but still, there's like this difference between this experiment for the sake of knowledge and the difference for my real mother gave me away because she hoped that I would be better off.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that would be a totally different case of justification and kind of. Less disturbing for my own identity because I end up like a labyrinth. So
oh, yeah.
In this case, I mean, I'm 18, so
I just have a problem with these kids.
Kids what?
Well, these twins being so, like, alienated from their life situation, you know? I mean,
yeah.
they were chosen as lab rats.
Oh, yeah.
And then, how do you get them? I don't know.
How do you get them what?
What I'm trying to think of is how to make this, like, in my view, this ethically right for me.
Yeah.
And it would have to involve, at some moment or another, the participation, the willing participation of these guys. Because I don't feel even the state has any right to get into the will of anybody.
Mm-hmm. We spoke about the mother, but we didn't talk about the kids.
We spoke about the mother, but we didn't speak about the kids. So if you break, I mean, this sets a precedent, you know? You start by choosing the destiny of a child the moment he is born, and you end up by killing everybody who's 60 because it's just too expensive for Social Security or something like that.
Wait, what? How do the two relate?
They relate in interfering with life decisions by an organized body of authority.
Yeah, but I think we already do that in some, like...
Of course we do that! That doesn't mean I like it!
Well, no, but I mean, we haven't, like, we're not off killing people, like...
Yeah.
I get your argument.
They are in Texas!
But... Wait, what?
The state kills people.
Oh,
in
yeah. Like, people who've murdered, like...
Yeah, but that's just subjective, you know? There's places where people murder, and they're just giving a medal. I mean, It's a social circumstance.
Yeah, well, it's not even that one argument. That's a whole separate argument. I guess, would you go with, you know, some people consider this unethical and others consider ethical. Those that consider ethical, would you still let them do it, even though you consider it unethical?
I would, if someone thinks that something is unethical and he wants to do it, I don't give you a rat's ass.
Yeah.
That's his fucking ethics, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, with this case, I could see a lot of people saying that that's fine. Like, that's fine if, like, a mother is, like, really poor and can't afford her children or something, you know, like, and she wants to give them away. I can see where people would say they would allow it and not participate. But then there are also going to be a lot of people who are under the not allow category.
That's why I have a problem with allow.
Yeah.
Allow? Do I even have the right to either allow or not allow something?
I think it's under your ethics.
But this is a thought experiment. I mean, of course you have not the right.
I understand.
I mean, that's not the issue.
Well, but we do allow or not allow things. Like, we do that all the time with our laws and things. So that's what I think they're saying is, would you make a law to allow this or not allow this? Basically, based on
ethics. I thought it assumes that to be policymakers.
Even if it assumes us to be policymakers,
just the issue of allowing or not allowing is biased towards some sort of policy, which is like restrictive.
Yeah.
Because. There's also another kind of policy, which is just not interference.
Yeah, and I think that's where you go with the not sure, maybe? The not sure / unwilling to part, like, unwilling to make judgment type of thing. That's what not sure is. Whenever you say not sure, you're basically just saying you're not willing to make conclusive judgment.
Yeah, you're right.
So
I'm definitely a not sure.
Yeah, I was in that boat, mostly because I want more details, like, I thought it was way too vague to make a decision on, like, how are you supposed to make a decision?
I mean, I've got no problem with raising a kid and explaining to this kid as soon as he, you know, has the necessary closing to things that we don't choose ourselves. But as soon as we've got, you know,
I think you could explain to the extent of other than saying nature versus nurture, because at that point you would break it. Like, you would break what you're trying to study, because then they'd be so cognitively aware. Like, you could say something to the effect of, they're studying to see how well you do because we were, you know, your mother came from a low income, unable to provide for you. So the government is watching, or scientists or whoever it is watching to see how you do in life. But if you said, we're studying to see if you're like, if, how you turn out versus nature versus nurture, at that point you'd start to cognitively change yourself to prove that it's your nature, it's, you know.
I mean, this reflexive moment would destroy the experiment.
Yeah. So I think you could explain you're adopted in this, but you couldn't explain.
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't condone.
Yeah. See, and
I don't condone.
I think I would allow it. I would participate. Like, I would put my own children in it, but if somebody else was willing, in their ethics, they were willing to do it, then I think I would allow it. Because they're not actually damaging them, at least. If, depending on the situation. You don't know what situation they're being put into.
Is that, I don't think in an allowed, not allowed.
Not participate,
I mean? I don't think in those terms, because I don't think I have the right either to allow or not allow. I mean, if there's a kid there, you know, wanted to do something that I don't condone, that's a problem. However, I do condone and I don't condone certain things.
Yeah.
And I don't condone this.
Well, I think it's just, though, you have to pretend you're a policymaker, basically, the saying. If you had to make a judgment, if you absolutely had to make a judgment and vote, if you're in Congress or something.
I'd say this or not sleep for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Okay, I'm missing someone's vote. I just counted. I have 5. So I did not sure. What did you vote for? I think that's who I'm missing is yours.
Okay, not allowed.
You did not allow? Okay, and then what did you?
I said.
Well, yeah, what did you say? Allow and not participate?
Yeah.
So you said allow and not participate, and you said?
No.
No.
Okay, so that's what it is.
And I'm not sure.
Well, and I think our backgrounds play a lot into this too. Like, because then would you say allow and not participate?
Yeah.
So you said allow and not participate, and you said?
No.
No.
Okay, so that's what it is.
And I'm not sure.
Well, and I think our backgrounds play a lot into this too. Like, into what you're thinking, and that's, I know, something I think Fuller's interested in is because he's always done people with a very similar homogeneous background.
Yeah,
he's done this.
Yeah.
So this is the first time he's doing it with a very mixed group.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the next one so we can keep moving. Okay, so remove brain cells from a live subject to analyze which genes are turned on and which are turned off. And it sounded like to me that the person was a willing participant. Not a, like, we strapped him to the chair type participant, like, so they were willing.
Strapping to the chair, that's like some Nazi shit.
Well, right, but that's what I'm saying. It's not Nazi type stuff. It's he, like, he walked into a clinic and said, I want to do this.
Yeah, it's like voluntary basis.
Yeah, it's a volunteer basis. Okay,
I allow and condone.
Okay, so I would allow a non-participant side to people in my brain.
I'm not quite sure if I understand this, really, this experiment. Like, what is the purpose and how does it work? I mean, it's like, you take different brain samples over time and you, like, the subject makes different experiments and then you see how the structure of the DNA within this brain slice changes for what. So I'm not quite sure about the purpose.
I think what they're trying to do, I don't know.
Yeah,
what they're trying to do is, since there's a difference between what they're trying to find out is, again, the difference between nature and nurture. You know, to see what aspects of your behavior are cultural and which are genetic. So
that's a later one. That's
isn't this?
I mean, it plays a role here as well.
Yeah, I guess it does. But I think one of the big things is like if you take, like, I've had a biopsy done of my muscle tissue from, like, my heart. Well, it's because different parts of your heart have different muscle types and different cell types then, and they can determine what that does by the cell type. Well, they don't know much about the brain yet, like, other than it's gray matter, but if they could cut it while it's alive, they could look and see what different types of cells are there, and then also, and, like, turn it to what cognitively you do, so they could relate what those cells are to what you do. Does that make sense? Yeah, but they haven't done that yet because they think it's unethical to be playing in your brain. Because your brain does so much.
So the ethical problem there here is that the person is alive.
The person is alive. Because we've done it with dead people, but it's not a lot of good doing it on dead people. It's kind of worthless. You can't have them having a conversation or saying something to you and testing what parts of her brain are firing and what's going on because they're dead. And your cells start to die. Once your cells start to die, you lose the types.
Do you think that someone will be voluntary?
That's what it poses the problem as, is there are volunteer. Here,
can I
say
it again? Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Read it. I read the
very
quickly.
I think everyone will accept to participate in this experiment because there is for the test for the first time and no one knows that.
Yeah. Well, I think they're posing it as, let's say somebody is, like you got some random college student who's just like really excited about this and they go into a clinic. Are you going to let them go in and get it done or are you not going to let them? Like, I think that's how they're posing the question. Again, I said I've read it a couple days ago, so.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so let's vote here.
Still not quite sure.
What they're doing?
What's the payoff? I mean, yeah, it's to say somehow it's kind of nurture versus nature. I mean,
well,
for us, for sociology is huge. For anthropology and sociology is huge.
Because you'll know what the different parts of the brain does and thinks about, and like, because they've always done the, you know, right hemisphere, left hemisphere, and that kind of thing.
I mean, the point is, you're trying to find out which kind of experiences could affect changes in DNA, and you're getting to know this by analyzing the slides
of
the brain.
Well, right, but like you find out what the brain does, what different parts of the brain do. So, say your front cortex was damaged or something, you would actually know more about what the cells do.
But what we know is exactly is.
Right.
Basically, by correlating experiences with the DNA in our heads, we could better understand how the lives we lead wind up tinkering with the genes we inherit.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to look at
basically
the
relationship between your genes and your
cultural
and your brain,
how
your brain works and fires. And
yeah.
We can't do that right now. Like we.
This is the main issue of cultural anthropology, and the main issue of. One of the big questions behind sociology as well.
Yeah, I mean, this would be like if you could take a position of social determinism, if you have this in this background, then you have like certain traits, basically,
right.
And you can see
and
if
like
this is manifesting.
Certain
DNA.
Types of makeup of your brain. You
certain aspects of social determinism would be scientifically proven within the standards of today's scientific.
Yeah, of course.
But the only reason they don't do it right now is because you could basically die. I mean, they took part. The only time they open up your brain is to do a brain biopsy.
Yeah.
But
still, I mean, let's assume that it's technically possible without hurting the person. So what you then do is because this knowledge itself seems to be quite dangerous. Actually, because this like opens the gate to.
I think the problem they kind of pose there is because it is so dangerous. Would you allow it? Because you. Potentially could kill the person.
But what the hell?
I think
if he goes for it, I would not only allow it, I'd participate.
Yeah. Okay,
maybe
so then your vote. Hold on, let me get everyone's vote before we.
Maybe he or she doesn't know the result.
I think they are.
Who cares?
You shouldn't allow him or her. If you know the result and you think that it's dangerous, you shouldn't allow him or her.
But I think what they're posing it as is they're signing up for it, knowing it. Isn't that what they say? When I had the biopsy done on myself, I had to sign something that said this could kill you. I mean, but it was for a benefit in their mind.
And
whereas this isn't for like. Their individual benefits for a greater benefit, and so that's where the weird part is. Hold on, let me get everyone's votes before we keep discussing this.
Not a lot.
Not a lot?
Yeah.
If he or she knows the result, I will allow.
Participate and not participate?
No, not participate.
But now I'm not.
Can I have one of these?
You have one of what? Of these? Yeah. And I don't know what the last thing is. Excellent. So at least we had no unsure people this time. And I changed my mind.
So now let's form two groups. Who would not allow it?
It was just here.
No?
Yeah, it was me.
Or it was you. Yeah, sorry. I was, you had your hearing aids, so I was like, there's only one. So yeah, it's just this guy here.
Why?
Why?
No, we're not all jumping on you, but.
Yeah, yeah, just the defense,
no,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, because basically, as far as I understand, I think the problem is not that, I mean, I assume that it is technically possible to do it without hurting the person. So, because otherwise,
yeah,
it's just like you do not hurt persons, of course not. So, so if it's possible to do it without hurting the person, then it's the question: what you are doing, I mean, what kind of like knowledge and insights you're actually gaining, and if there are like what are the potential consequences of it. And then it's where I would say, okay, I mean, that this, yeah, this insights could be, yeah, misused in a way. That you, yeah, that I would say basically you do not allow the experiments because you do not know what the consequences are that arise from the knowledge that you gain, you know?
Well, actually, I really disagree with that. There's so much that we've done, like, that we wouldn't have known where the knowledge was going. Like, just take the computer, for instance. Like, the first person who played with a computer, made a computer, had no idea this is what was going to happen. I mean, everybody's got a computer, an iPod. But I don't agree. So, I mean, would we have stopped the person making the computer because, well, it could have led to something bad? Like, because that's your argument, is that it could lead to something bad or it could lead to something good. And I would say that the computer's led to thousands of things that are good, but maybe it's also led to some things that are bad.
Yes.
So, what, I mean...
It depends on how you use it.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's always the issue, of course.
Yeah.
But
I mean, should we stop them just because there's an issue? Like, should we stop them just because, well, you might use it wrong? I mean, because otherwise we would have done lots of things. Like, we wouldn't have discovered lots
of
things.
I mean, the point is valid, but still, I mean, here we are talking about the brains of people and the DNA of people. This is, like, the questions that affect also, like, generations afterwards that are not really here. I mean, the computer is like technology that comes after another technology and disappears again, and it's something you could buy, but this is not like the...
It's not alive.
Hmm?
It's not alive, somebody's alive.
Yeah,
so you're not only against the experiment,
it's
but also against the knowledge that the
experiment...
Yeah,
that's what you're against, is the knowledge.
You're against the knowledge of what the experiment may provide, so you're against knowledge.
No.
Well, because that's what I guess, yeah, like I would say there's so many things, like even like, okay, say early anatomy, they were against people opening other people for the knowledge that they could get. But think about now, if you've had a surgery, that knowledge is from then, and somebody at that point was against that knowledge, but they didn't disallow it completely. Now, I mean, in this case, if we disallow it, you don't even have the option to do right or wrong with it. You just don't know. So I guess I'm having trouble with your argument, because it's like, I get the ethics of cutting somebody open and they're alive and they might die, but I don't.
And then why would you allow it?
Because it was their choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm completely for self-selected suicide and things like that. Like, I'm completely for things like that. I don't see keeping people alive if they don't want to be. And it's the same with something like this. Like, they did it and they know that there might be risk, but they're trying to do it for the public good. It's like people who donate the body to science after they die.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But so that you're against it because of the knowledge it might produce?
No, I'm not anti-science.
He's just trying to.
I mean, my point is like really, it's kind of hard to express it, but I think it's different when it comes to this question of genetics and neurology that are not like, I mean, it's, here you are like related. I mean, like it says, you're correlating like cultural experience in the social environment and the features of your brain, and this is, I mean, the question is what could be, I mean, I don't see any benefits that could arise from the stuff that you then know. Maybe that's the better point than to say I see dangers. Yeah, they are always dangerous, but I don't see the benefits. Like, for example, if you cut people open, yeah, but afterwards you are able to make surgeries and to treat diseases and so on.
Okay, so you
don't
see
I don't see any benefit in that. So, that is basically.
So you would need to know the benefits of it before you'd allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
How you can say that there's no benefits?
Then do you have, I mean, you would allow an experiment the way you do.
But that's
do
what
that
I'm asking. Like, if you knew that there were benefits. But see, it's hard to say because, like, even the first people cut people open, they didn't know there was a, they didn't know if there was going to be a benefit. Like, they simply cut them open just to be like, ooh, like, what's inside?
Yeah, but then we are
like, okay, okay. So it's established.
Yeah.
If there were no, like, let's what if
yeah.
the experiment wouldn't be so. So dangerous.
Okay.
Would you allow it then?
Well, that's what he's saying. He's going up.
What I'm trying to hear is that you told me that he was just against the knowledge it might produce, but I think he isn't. He's
no.
just against how dangerous it is in opposition to the benefits that it might.
Wait, you said though you thought
bring.
It was, and I'm not attacking you. I'm just clarifying.
Yeah.
Such a
weird thing.
You said you were assuming it was safe. Right? That's what you started your argument with, that you were assuming that
yeah,
it
because otherwise the question to me is trivial when it's not safe. Yeah.
If it's not safe, then you wouldn't allow it at all.
Right.
I mean, it would be a strong... I mean, then you would have to leave. And then would you would have to take, like, paternalistic position against the volunteer. But I don't know. I'm not sure
I'm
about
not,
this
like,
experiment.
I'm not
sure.
I think it's just
saying,
easier for us
yeah.
to spit off what we're talking about rather
yeah.
than. So we should let other people get
yeah.
the conversation.
What about you, girls?
By the way, are we actually recording this before?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said
he wanted to hear it all. He said he wanted to hear whether or not he actually listens to it all as a woman or not.
Because I said, it says here, assuming no infection or cerebral error, damage to the brain would be minimal. So that's why I choose to participate.
Yeah.
I think it would be like, if the technology will be very advanced, I think it would be just like donating the blood.
Well, and I think, I mean, we already take brain biopsies of people every day, all over the place. I mean, they drill in people's heads all the time and sample tissue for tumor reasons. I mean, I don't think it would be much different than that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the science probably well enough, but... My opinion would be is that we already do it.
For me, it's enough that it's voluntary. That's it.
Yeah. I guess that's how I feel. Anything should be able to be voluntary. Like, I don't think we should tell other people what our ethics are and, well, you can't participate, even though your ethics tell you that you would and you want to volunteer for this, but because I think that I have an issue with it, I'm not going to let you do it. Because that's like donating bodies to science. There's lots of people who are against that. Because they think it's religiously or whatever that's immoral. But then there's tons of people who do it. And if we didn't do it, then we'd have lots of doctors who wouldn't learn on an actual body. So then how do you balance that? Which is a whole other ethics issue. Should we move on to the next one? This is the one I didn't read as much about. Okay, so insert a tracking agent into a human embryo to monitor its development.
I want to know how risky will this be?
Mm-hmm.
You learn biology.
Well, let me look at it again because I have not looked at it for 2 days.
I think that it assumes that it isn't risky.
Yeah, it's making the assumption it's not risky.
It says the last two sentences of the paper there, it says, but the risk of human embryo mapping are too great to even consider performing it. Not only would the mapping process risk terminating the pregnancy, the viral vector used to insert the reported gene might disrupt
okay.
the embryo's
yeah.
DNA.
Yeah, and I think that's where the ethics come in. That's where that's
yeah,
just
I,
the ethical part.
No. Yeah, like leading to defects.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost contradictory because like the method that you use like basically destroys the thing that you want to.
Well,
yeah,
it's supposed to be become
it's
a part of their DNA. Like, who's taken like a microbiology class? Like, okay, so in a microbiology class, you can insert genes like a glowing gene, and it doesn't actually disrupt the thing you're building, other than it makes it glow. Okay, it's this glowing gene. That's basically
it's
how I can explain
the DNA, and sometimes. Can result syndromes, for example, Down syndromes.
Well, that's what they're arguing here. Is that I was saying, like they're not going to try to destroy it.
That's just.
Hold on, let's vote on this real quick. So I'm unsure. Like,
If let's say they kind of improve them as a methods and are able to do it without damaging DNA, I mean, then I don't see any problem. Yeah.
Okay, so
would
you allow and not participate, or allow and participate?
It's kind of a strange question because I'm not the first brain.
Well, but you can be the scientist that is manipulating. Yeah, you could be the sperm donor for it. Because you would need one of those too.
I'm a condition that, that the mapping would not damage the embryo's DNA. Allow me to participate. Because there are a lot of monitoring technologies that you already have during pregnancy.
Well,
so I didn't see the really qualitative difference.
This is going to be actually significantly qualitatively different. Like, they're going to insert genes, a virus, viral DNA, into them and watch to see how that DNA moves through the cell. Because you start, as one single cell, and then you change, but they're not really sure how the cells differentiate. Like, because you start as one. Well, how do you decide the cells make the decision? Because in a sense, that's kind of what they call it. How do they make the decision to become skin or bone or brain matter? Like, how does that work? And that's one of the big overall questions, is how does that work? No one knows how that works. Like, we've seen it happen, we can watch it in a petri dish happen, but we don't know why or how.
And so they want to understand how
cells differentiate,
the stages of this development,
and how it happens. And so they think with a virus of some sort, they can kind of watch how cells move and how things align, which you can't do yet.
Yeah, okay, but then what would be the ethical problem?
The ethical problem is you just gave a child DNA of some virus to keep around for the rest of its life.
No, and also...
And
it
could create...
Yeah. If I understand correctly, the mapping process risks terminating the pregnancy.
Oh yeah, it could damage it.
And it could damage the kid, the embryo.
Yeah.
So
I said, if it does not, then... I mean, that was the premise of which I was discussing.
But I guess, given this scenario, would you or would you not? So you can't really change the scenario.
Yeah, okay.
You want me to change
it? Yeah, then you have to change it. I mean, if it changes...
What would you...
So it just
if it damages the embryo, then I would...
Well, we don't know. That's what it's nobody's ever tested it, so it may not do anything, it may kill it right away.
Because all of the monitoring are dangerous before 3 months.
We don't know. That's what
we know that. Because when someone is pregnant, she should go to the monitoring after 3 months. Before that, it's dangerous.
Hmm.
But just in specific situations, she can go for monitoring before 3 months of pregnancy.
I guess I'm not getting what you're saying. What are you talking about? Like, what kind of monitoring are you talking about?
I think that it is dangerous, and we are sure that it's dangerous.
But we're not sure. That's the argument here, is we don't know what's going to happen.
But it has been tested on the rats or something.
No, they haven't. They haven't tested this according to this at all. That this has not been tested yet.
They haven't tested it, but I think that it will be dangerous.
Okay, so your opinion is that you think it would be dangerous. I mean, it could end up not being dangerous, but your opinion is that it is dangerous, so then what is your ethical decision?
Yeah, I don't know, because I know that it's dangerous.
Okay, but you can't scientifically or we're in sociology, you cannot make a claim to something that you don't know anything about.
But
so,
because I know that some experiments are similar to this experiment.
Okay.
They were similar and they were dangerous. Because of that, I'm sure that it will be dangerous.
How do you know it's dangerous? Have you seen somebody do this and it die?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just put not a lot. Let's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not sure.
Not sure.
There's nothing I wouldn't allow, and my answer is not sure, but I definitely do not condone it.
Okay, so that's completely two different, and that's where I'm, because it's do I condone it, would I allow somebody, but at the same time condone it, and that's such a hard.
It's that saying that you allow or not allow
yeah.
assumes that you believe you have the authority to.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah, and I don't think I do.
Yeah, so that's what it's like.
You know, the whole question of the twins, the principle that I am, the reason why I don't condone it is you know, it's not taken into account into these answers.
Yeah, it doesn't take it. Like, okay, so my issue with this is, like, if we splice in, because that's what they're going to do, they're going to splice in genes into the child's DNA. And they already can do some things with DNA, like they can, you know, check DNA early on and stuff. But they're wanting to splice in some genes into this child to watch, basically. But my issue is if it goes terribly wrong, what do you do? Do you stop the pregnancy? Do you, like, if it ends up being deformed or, you know, like, or do you leave the child? And is it fair to the child for the rest of their life to have some?
My views on abortion are short, unsure at the moment.
Yeah.
And because of me, a child may be born with like severe deformities,
mm-hmm.
like a human child may be born with severe deformities, I would not participate, and I'd not condone that.
Yeah, that's where, it's like I wouldn't participate if you knew that there was like a 90% chance that child would end up with some deformity. Would you?
I mean, if I participated in that and that occurred, I'd have to like kill myself or something. You know, like, you have to see this child walking around and he's not, you know, he's just.
But then, you know, then there's other things we do now where we can, like, have you heard of where they sort eggs, like, by female and male? So you can sort eggs by male and female. Like, so if you went into a clinic, and they're having ethical issues with this now, whether or not we should allow people to go in and say, I want a boy or I want a girl.
Yeah.
And you can sort it. Like, you can actually do this. They do this with animals all the time.
But that's different than what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about here is, you know,
right.
Like giving birth to Quasimodo.
Well, right. What I'm saying is if we knew it was that safe, where, you know, they do this sorting process and stuff, if we knew it was that safe, would we?
No, that's not the premise.
Oh, right. But they're saying, you know, it's unsafe and stuff. I'm saying if they could show that it was that safe, it's the safest.
Then I'd allow it to participate.
Yeah. That's where it's like, I need to know a little bit more. Like, maybe test it with baby rats or something.
But
yeah.
I think that if it would be safe,
mm-hmm.
it would be an issue.
Well, I think where the issue would be there is if it was safe, is you're still, that child has, like, these weird genes and it's DNA for the rest of its life, like viral.
But we will literally affect his.
But if you know that's
probably
not. It's
not
risky, then what? Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you have. What? No, go ahead.
No, it's like, I mean, if it does not affect the body or whatever, then it's kind of an abstract problem that there is something that told us before.
I don't think it would be an issue if it wasn't risky.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the overall risk, like the whole life, like there's always going to be.
Is that the risk? It's just humongous, you know. I mean, I wouldn't imagine what it would be to, you know, give birth to this like horribly deformed poor child just because of this experiment.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have the same issues with people who like know they have a genetic disease and try to have children anyway, and their kid ends up with like some god awful. Like, have you seen this, right? Like, where a parent knows they have some kind of genetic disease, yeah. And then they have a kid, and the kid has severe problems, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I have to deal with this every day. But, well, you shouldn't have. I mean, that's doing your own kind of experiment. You did an experiment on your own to see if your kid would be born with or without this issue. You shouldn't have done that. Like, because you subject a child who has no choice to having a really awful life.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm really, I don't know about that. I've got no position on abortion.
Oh, and I didn't say about abortion.
I'm like terminating the embryos. Like.
Yeah. I know. I meant like just having the kid, like just trying to have a child.
Oh, right.
And
knowing that
they could probably end up with
of course,
like crazy genetic issue.
Yeah.
No, but there's a difference between that and human, like direct human.
See, and somewhat I would disagree because you are directly making that choice. You're not putting it in a petri dish, but
no,
I agree
up to that moment.
Yeah.
But there is a different amount of risk on your first choice.
Yeah.
And then on the second one.
Yeah, there's a greater on the second as of right now.
So
this.
By your argument, you could say that just by being born, I am risking myself into being hit by a car.
Like there was a family.
So there's no reason why I shouldn't stand before in front of cars.
No, my argument is that like, okay, so we had a family where the mother was told by her geneticist, they've been having problems having children and they're kind of a well-off family. I went to preschool where lots of the families were like big lawyers and doctors and things. But anyway, they were well-off. But her geneticist had told her that there was a 97% chance that the child would end up with this really rare genetic disease. They went through with having a kid anyway, and the kid had this genetic disease. That may be the same percentage that this...
No, actually, it's more, but that's a different situation of just a normal person trying to have a kid.
Yeah, well, anyway, that was just my... Did we get everyone's votes? No, we need to get yours. What did you end up deciding back then?
I'm not sure, but I don't condone it.
So we're going with the not shares all the way around. Okay. So maybe the next one. Use beams of light to control the activity of brain cells and conscious human beings. I actually would not allow this one.
What is it?
Where they put like some kind of receptor in your brain. Somebody's going to have to read it because I haven't read any things. Okay, so this is the optogenetics. So it's an experimental method being used with great success in mice. Researchers have engineered a benign, so safe, whatever, virus that when injected into the brain makes the ion channels, the switches that turn cells on and off, responsive to light. By flashing focused beams into the brain tissue, so flashing lights at you, researchers can selectively increase or decrease the firing rate of these cells and watch how subjects are affected. Unlike conventional genetic approaches, this approach alters neural firing within milliseconds. And by aiming at specific circuits in the brain, it is possible to test theories with great precision. And I don't know, I guess I said not allow, but I'm thinking more on a personal level if somebody wants to do something stupid. Okay, your vote.
I would not allow. Yeah, maybe my objectives are kind of similar to the brain sampling experiment, but this is kind of more. I mean, this is just to be more spooky. Just.
Yeah. Okay,
no,
it's
okay.
No, I switched mine to not sure.
I'd allow to participate.
You'd allow to participate.
But now I want some reasons.
This one
is voluntary. Why? I mean, it's the same principle that I follow with all of these decisions. Why do you think you have the right to tell two people who are unrelated with you and have no reason? And I'm not being
like picking. Yeah.
It's just the way it's just my.
You talk like that in all your classes.
To tell them that they can't do something for the advancements of science that they're going to do voluntarily.
Okay, and that's where I agree. Like, if they want to, I have more of an issue of, my issue with why I said unsure was because would they be able to proceed at all with a normal life? So I'd like to see them at least, like, make sure there's a way that, like, if they're doing it through their eyes, like I want to know if they're doing it through their eyes, if they're leaving their head open and like shining lights at their brain, or if they're doing like it's through your eyes, you see a light and something changes. Because if you're out, like, you go out at night to a pub and there's like neon lights and you start doing like really funky, weird things, like they need to make sure that that's where I have an issue. Like, can they lead a normal life after that? Or is it
who cares?
Who cares?
He's a crap! saw a.
But like, what if it?
What did Michael Jackson do himself? Would you allow that?
That's where I didn't care what drugs he took. It's like he stayed at home. But when it affects someone else, that's where I guess I'd be concerned. Is because I know they're looking at like brain to see if they can trigger like anger responses and different things. Well, if accidentally they trigger some kind of weird response where you injure like another person, then that's where I would have an issue. That's when I would have an issue.
Oh my God.
It's gonna have social effects.
If it's only on the
social
drug,
effects.
Yeah, it's gonna have social effects.
But who cares?
What do you mean, like what kind of social effects?
The person's living in the same society. I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
in the same society.
But like, what kind of social effects?
But who cares?
Like, what kind of social effects? That's what I want to know. Like, what do you mean by, like, what kind of social effects?
For example, it can affect her or his behavior, and he will live with you in a society. It can affect your life, too.
Well, but everybody's behavior, like, I guess my argument more was, like, it's unintentional. Like, if you just would know it's coming, you know, like, I don't know how. For the most part, I don't care. Like, if you don't want to participate.
Your position is, what if this person becomes dangerous?
Yeah, like
right?
it
to other people who have not participated in the experiment.
Yeah, well, and they
couldn't change
it back.
On a killing streak.
You couldn't change
yeah.
it back, you know?
Because he or she is not just one person. Maybe 100 person participate. 100 people are dangerous for the society, you know?
Or maybe 1,000.
Well, but like, and my point more is like, I'm all willing to let them participate, but there's got to be a way to turn it off. Like, turn off this,
uh-huh.
like, you can shine lights in their eyeball and do different weird things to them, only because if it controls, like, a negative, like...
But the
aspect.
Experiment says that ideally... The effect,
I have not
the,
read
the,
it, like,
the
really
effect, ideally, the effects would only be temporary. Only,
okay, then I would be fine with it.
Once the light was turned off, the effects would disappear. I mean, you have this stuff into your brain, yeah, like... And then you have this flash, and the flash causes either the
reaction of
the reaction that you lose your self awareness, or that you cannot move your legs, or whatever. So and
yeah,
after you turn it off again,
parts of your brain.
Hmm?
Yeah, they just want to turn on and off different parts of your brain.
Like yeah, this is like the functional map of the brain. That's what it is about.
The only thing I would worry about at all is if it got like if the person elected to try this and then you couldn't turn it back off and there were lights that would like that's the only thing I would have an issue, I guess, with. But if they again, I think anyone who is willing to participate in something and they want to, they should be allowed to, like.
To me, it's not about whether it's dangerous or not, or will we turn it off. Because I think, for me, it is just the same as the second one, but I have different opinion, because this is about the control of human brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a technology that, if anyone got it, and it will be used for better intention.
Yeah.
They have control now.
Yeah, exactly. But I now come back to the second experiment with brain sampling. I mean, if you know how to correlate culture or certain social circumstances that affect DNA. I mean, then you have the same potentially manipulative consequences. This is what was kind of my objection against the second one. Of course, this is more complicated, and I do not really understand the second one. I admit that. But I mean, but here, like this optogenetics, this brain light stuff. I mean, here you do not need much fantasy to. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I guess my thing with controlling other people, like making, like, say Einstein's theory, you know, relativity and E equals MC squared and stuff, like, that when he figured that out, it wasn't to make the nuclear bomb. He figured it out for a different reason, and it has other benefits. Like, we actually have used it for beneficial purposes, but then you can say the nuclear bomb's a negative. So you can't just stop all.
I'd like
all
to say something here.
Yeah, go for it.
Beneficial is.
It's an eye, like.
Beneficial is you know, it's completely subjective within culture to culture. What is
mm-hmm.
beneficial for us might not be beneficial to others.
Right.
Sure.
So I understand your position. I don't agree with it, just for the reason that we don't know first of all, we don't know what this could bring. You know, you guys are thinking about bad things, which I also think are bad. But I do accept that this is my point of view, right? Not. I mean, we don't know what might happen in 2,000 years, and maybe cigarettes are good, or death becomes good now, or something like that. Okay. So I can't assume. We can't assume that knowledge, I don't believe in the principle of halting any kind of knowledge because it might bring about something bad, because that is just, you know, assuming that the future, which is impossible, you know? I mean, nobody has foreseen what's happened today. Nobody has foreseen what's happened today. And because I think that we can't assume or foresee the future, then anything that might bring us new knowledge is good. Well, yeah. I do get your point of controlling people and making robots out of everyone could be bad. But we don't need this technology to do that. We could do it today with other stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many drugs and bad things that you could just give people to.
Or just, you know, or just social structures.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, you see that in some societies. I mean, some
like nationally socialist Germany or Soviet Russia. You don't need these things to make people robots.
Anybody else have arguments on this nature? Or should we continue to move on? You want to move on? You want to continue to argue this one? Okay, we'll move on.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to see. So this one, switch the embryos of an obese woman with those of a thin woman. So thin woman becomes pregnant, chunky woman becomes pregnant, and they switch just the embryos. They just take them out and switch them. I really should have read this in the class, that there's not supposed to be any negative consequences. So you're like as far as to the embryo, so it's supposed to just, you're not supposed to be worrying about, like, if it doesn't take or whatever. You're assuming it's automatically going to take, I believe.
I mean, it can affect the embryo. I mean, the question is whether obesity is genetically determined or an epigenetic phenomenon.
Right.
So if you take the embryo of the obese woman and place it into the thin woman, then if it is the other way around would be the more problematic one. If you take the embryo from the thin woman and place it into the obese woman, if it's genetically determined, then okay, I mean, it would be no problem. So, but if it's epigenetically determined, then you have a child that is obese, which would have otherwise been not being obese. So, I mean, is that a problem?
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Right, and that's the argument of this. So, like, so that child would be obese, but then the other one would be the opposite.
Yeah,
but
then,
genetic or epigenetic, I mean, anyway, you're going to end up with one of each no matter what. So you're going to end up with one obese. This is the father's genetics. I mean, there's other things that they don't put in there because, like, the father's genetics should be compared. Like, if we're going to do it genetics, then we need the genetics of both parents. You don't need the genetics of just one parent.
But I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, he or she is your child?
No, they're going to trade back afterwards. So once the child's born, they're giving back to each. So you're just carrying it. You're like a surrogate.
A surrogate mother.
Yeah, you're a surrogate mother. So at the end, no, you get your child back and they get their child back, but they're just going to look at them when they're born. And
they could already do this with surrogate mothers.
They could already do this. This isn't that, like, far-fetched. I mean, there's people who already are surrogates all the time. You can just look at them.
Yeah.
What happens?
Doing somebody who already does it for other reasons.
And there's like, this one is, it's not that far-fetched at all. Like, it's, people still are. As far as a surrogate goes, people are doing that all the time.
No, there would be people you're just against surrogate motherhood.
But I guess it's just the trading, the swapping of embryos and the swapping back that is partially. Okay, let's vote real quick. So I will allow, this is where the participate thing I think needs to be explained more, because is it your own child? Because I don't know if I would do it if it was like my own child. But if I was a scientist and two people were willing, I would do it. So I don't know how to vote on this one, I guess.
I totally participate.
Yeah, like if it was my own child, I would rather carry my own child. And I think that's a woman type,
nature
type thing, where you want to carry your own kid if you can. So that's where I would not participate in that sense, but I would participate if I was a scientist and two women came and were willing. And I would, they need to not just say women, because it should be the mother and the father, and they need to be looking at both genes. Like, that's the other issue with this. Like, there's two sets of genes here that need to be looked at, because, I mean, like, I have twin brothers, twin stepbrothers, and their dad is rather thin, and their mother is not, and one follows one's genes, and one follows the other's, so they need to make sure that, like, both parents in this study are thin, or both parents are obese. Like, they can't just look at the mother, because what if the dad is, like, the thinnest person you've ever seen, or something, like, and the mother's the opposite, like, you can't make a conclusive study. But anyway, other people's votes.
Allow and not participate.
Not participate. I put us in the allow and participate. Even though I think that's a weird, like, I have an issue with the word participate.
Do you have my vote?
I do not have your vote.
I'm not, I would not participate.
Not participate.
Allow.
I'd like to participate as a scientist, but I don't want to participate as a mother.
Yeah, I think we should make this known to him, because it makes this difference on on how you frame the question. The question's poorly framed. And
I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
That's
fine.
You cannot participate as a mother or as a scientist.
Okay, so people's thoughts on this?
I initially not have a problem with it, except this. I may have a problem in a child that would not have certain characteristics that he might find in the future, you know, doesn't like it when it's brought upon him just because he was part of an experiment.
Right, like,
yeah.
I mean, the first part,
my initial point when I was,
that's my only issue.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
that's
point
that, like,
with
yeah, yeah.
Not even maybe whether or not the child is thin or heavy, maybe like regular, but like, more as they get older, would they relate to the rest of their family? Because would they end up not looking like the rest of their family? Like, there's a whole, like, I mean, if you've got like a family that's very fit and thin because everybody's genetically similar,
then when
then you've got one child that you gave the other direction, and now they have different genetics. Like, are they only going to pick up those genetics too, or are they going to pick up?
Is that the point of the whole experiment? Is to end up to find out if these characteristics, I mean,
are genetic,
if this is going to happen, you know, if these guys are going to get weird characteristics that they wouldn't have gotten.
Yeah, whether or not are they thin by nature or by nurture? Or are they heavy by nature?
Or they might just end up being assholes, you know?
Well, I don't think you're looking to change brain DNA, like.
No. We don't know what elements of personality.
Oh, right, are formed when. Like, I mean, because, like, there's the stress, like, things, like, because there's the issue, that's, I guess, what I meant, is there's other things. Like, if you're a very stressful person and you're pregnant, your child picks up those characteristics, you know, whereas you're even keel while you're pregnant, and just kind of, your child is usually born.
I'm not sure.
And there, that's other things I'm looking at for nature versus nurture. So that's where.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
My position is not allowed. It's actually not sure.
It's not sure. So you're wanting to change?
Yes.
What you're asking? I have no idea. All right. I don't know if this one deserves what.
I don't know. I just was thinking about maybe I change to not allow in this case as well because of the identity issue that afterwards comes as an effect to the embryo. I think that it maybe, I mean, yeah, the problem could really be the, I mean, it's about obesity, isn't it? Just, I mean, it's a...
That's their intention. I think their intention is to pick two women who have very similar personalities and similar lifestyles, other than in the case of what they eat and their physical, as far as what they eat, like, are they eating too much, and is that why they're obese, and is that affecting the child? Like, that's supposed to be the only different factor, but as we know, working with people, that is really difficult. On serving people or speaking with people. Well, sometimes you yourself. Okay. So number six. Test each new chemical on a wide range of human volunteers, and here's the key, volunteers, before it comes on the market. So right now we test almost everything on animals, which are unwilling participants. And instead we're gonna offer that we'll test new medicines, simple, whatever things, on people who are willing participants. Not allowed.
But I think such kind of things are already done. I mean, there are like volunteer.
Well,
I mean, when it comes to medicine and stuff, because they're like,
really, because what they do, like I've worked in an animal clinic, and what they do is they start with usually mice, which have been bred for like
stuff, because they're like,
a 100 years to be exactly the same. So you have this like mice population, you test it on them, and then you go up one level, you usually do it on dogs or some other similar, like maybe even rabbits. Yeah, monkeys are a lot less used now. It's usually a dog population of rabbits, because there's so many issues with using a primate population. And then we'll get to animals, or to people, once we already consider it safe.
Okay, which means you start, in this case, you start earlier, and then
you just don't use animals because they're unwilling. So you don't use animals, you just use people because they're the willing participants, and that's what we're going to use it for anyway.
Okay.
It's basically how I took it as being framed.
But does it really, from really the ethical point of view, does it really change the situation? Because even if there is like this line of animal testing before, there is still risk. And
well,
even if the risk is much smaller than in this case, but does it really change the ethical situation? Because in both cases, you have volunteers that are explained. To which the situation is explained.
I would say it's significantly different, because you're taking a drug that's never been tested and giving it to people, which could kill them right off. Or you're taking a drug that you've killed some mice with, and then you went back and changed it. You tested on mice again, and now, okay, well, only two mice died. So we test it again, and now no mice died. So now we test it on dogs. A dog dies, we reformat, no dogs died. Then we test on people.
Yes, of course.
But in this case, we're straight testing on people where you might have five people just die off the bat. And usually, there are very limited, and the other, like, limited.
Sometimes you can't see results, and there's not any danger, and they're completely healthy, but after some generation.
Oh, yeah, and that's where you have the issues with the other. But, I mean, you do all this background research first to try to make sure it's as safe as possible. Before you test it on people. For this other one, you're not going to do that. You're not going to test it and make sure it's as safe as possible.
I'm sorry, I have another question.
Yeah.
I want to know, for this question, just test on people. For example, if it's a medicine,
mm-hmm.
do we test on healthy people, or just people have some diseases that could
be... Right now, they do both. So they'll like test with health, like a new aspirin or something. They'll give like a placebo, a fake one and a real one. And test with people, they usually try to do sick. Like, you can sign for test trials. Like, I've signed for a test trial where my name was put in, and if they wanted volunteers for a new medicine, which I was more than willing to participate in, they then would draw from that pool to test it on the people who already had this disease.
This, I think, is okay, but I just think, for example, if I'm dying,
If you have the option of possibly trying something and it may kill you or may not, but if it may not, it may also like save your life.
But I think if any chemical, just test on healthy people, I won't allow.
Maybe. Oh wait, I didn't get people's votes. I got your vote, and I think that was it. Okay, and so I'm not allowed to participate because I actually have participated in this. So it'd be stupid for me to say. You want to think about it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
okay.
I think about it. Not sure.
Not sure. Yeah, if you guys want to change your answers, like as we go along for things, like I'm just taking the votes to make sure I get them before I walk out of the
class. I'd of course allow.
Mm-hmm.
For the same reasons that.
Yeah. Okay, but are you going to not participate or participate?
Participate as well. Okay.
What are you going to go with?
No, not allow.
Not allow.
Allow and not participate.
So the only thing I want to pose for people who said not allow is like in the instance that you were dying or something, would you allow people to test some drugs on themselves? Like, would you let them volunteer to test a drug?
Yes, in that condition I will
allow. You said not allow.
Yeah, I didn't say anything actually.
Oh really?
It's a
problem. How do we end up with a not allowed to start with?
Good.
Okay. That's
totally
not allowed. So what
is
your vote then?
I'm not quite sure at the moment because also I don't think that the difference between having animal tests before or not really changes the ethical situation because the person decides voluntarily on it, his or her participation.
I think the only
and
thing
in their
saying is more people are going to die from this. Like more people have the risk of dying this way than they do the other way.
Yeah, sure.
So that's the ethicalness of like having more people die or less people
and
die.
And volunteers.
Yeah. Well, you're volunteering in both situations.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, the number doesn't change the ethical situation for me.
Okay.
For the individual decision.
Right. So that's I get what you're saying.
But what is the problem? Because what is also a problem for these tests, which are now already allowed, is that I think that people who participate in this are really paid well.
No, they're not.
No.
No. I would have paid anything.
I always thought that people were testing like this.
There are some paid positions. Like if a doctorate student is maybe trying to do something, they might try to, but then they consider that unethical. So they really use
for
people that are just purely volunteers.
Yeah.
Like
so
you don't get any benefit other than you may get a health benefit.
Yeah.
Like what I was doing, you would have got a health benefit, not a monetary benefit.
Mm. Yeah, monetary benefit would be, I think, a problem because it would like give an incentive to people who maybe have financial problems or something, like, and then you have like really, and then expose them to the risk of like maybe ethical issues. But otherwise, in this case, I don't think I have much to object, even though I would not participate because I would like to be alive.
Who's
missing?
Yours?
Yeah.
No. What did you tell me? Allow
and not proceed?
Yeah.
I'm still
missing one.
Not sure.
Not sure. You told me not sure.
Allow
and not participate?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's missing one. Okay. So, the last one. Crossbreeding a human with a chimpanzee. Okay, let's just go down the line.
I really found this strange because, because I did not really get this. I found this speculative theory about neoteny, or how is it called? There are some juvenile traits that are kept alive in adults, and that there this somehow also applies for a larger evolution scale. And the only reward, I mean the reward here is the forbidden experiment would help to settle or to resolve the debate. So you have like kind of speculative scientific theory, and the experiment, which is kind of controversial, would only end the debate. But there's I don't see anything apart from that. It's like really strange idea in general. I mean, there's I would not allow. Sorry.
I think it's not necessary.
Yeah, of course it's not necessary. For anything, but. And the problem is also, I mean, the chimp that's involved in this, I mean, he's not really, I mean, he does not understand what's happening.
Well, he may not. I mean, but he's not a chimp. He's a half human.
He's a human seed.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, you can't call him a chimp because he may be.
There's words. No, there's a word for this, you know, like the liger.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
A liger
is a half tiger, half lion that somebody did.
In fact, there's some documented cases that a lot of people say that this has happened. There's, I don't know, if you want to see it, there's this guy called Oliver, the human sea. There's like a documental of him. And they did a test on Oliver back in the 70s, I think, in the University of Chicago. And it came out that, in fact, he was a human sea, or at least that he had one chromosome either above or below. He had the number of chromosomes, right, the number of chromosomes between humans and chimps.
So, yeah, they have 24 and we have 23, so it would be born with some kind of mix.
Yeah.
Like, but we've been doing stuff like this for centuries, where we breed a donkey and a horse.
Yeah.
Like, you know this, right? And we get mules, which are sterile. And they're sterile because it's a mix of two different species.
No, but not all hybrids are sterile.
No, not all. It depends on the type. Yeah, it's really weird. But I was just—that's an example of a sterile population.
Yeah.
This is. What's the? I mean.
So this thing would be born sterile too, because you're mixing two different sets of chromosomes. You need the same number of chromosomes to produce fertile offspring. For the most part, there's always rules to grow.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
No,
I was just telling you like it being able to be. It would have somewhere between 23 and 24.
But this point that you made, that this has been done with other creatures for like centuries, is this no kind of justification? Or I just didn't.
No. I was just saying that this is something. It's not new. Whereas it sometimes.
Really strange.
In Pirate Jungle Island, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
There's many of them.
And they've done this before, like in the past.
But these all had. Did you say some of them happened by accident? Or
some of them are intentional. Some are accidental.
I know that the wolfin
mm-hmm.
was accidental, as
right.
well as the liger.
Right, but they're thinking they've done it intentionally in like other.
But even intentionally amongst animals?
It's different.
It's ethically gray.
Oh yeah, I have an issue with it.
You know, even in animals, it's ethnically gray.
Oh yeah.
There's, I mean, people for animal rights have problems with making ligers because they don't fit neither within liger population nor within, you know, ligers don't want anything to do with ligers.
Even people
nor do tigers.
Yeah.
You know,
even
they see a liger, they go, I don't know what that is, but I don't want to be around it.
Even people who aren't for animal rights, but simply like the field I've come out of, which is zoo, like is a zoo background. Like I have a certificate in zoo and aquarium studies. Like all of those students have an issue with this. Simply because you're creating a species that can't be re-released. And
I had no problem. I had no problem with a human falling in love with a chimp, and having a baby
as the chimp is also in love, of course.
Well, it depends.
But no.
It depends. All right,
hold on. Let's vote. Okay, let's vote so I can get the vote. So all right, go for it. Vote.
Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
I am not sure.
That's a category I fall under too.
But
yeah, it's
a good solution.
I'm not sure.
Wait.
Yeah, except for they can't read how you communicate. There's issues there. I would say, how do you communicate in that scenario? I don't know, like, that's just so. Well, not even, we like, how would you, I mean, what would you do with the offspring? Would you raise it with people?
Yeah.
And hope that it had, you know, human traits, like the ability to speak and communicate and learn? Or would you put it with the primate population, the ape population, and see how it develops in the ape population and see if it, how that, which way would you go with that?
I mean,
this
would be like the question, what is actually the difference between the animal and the human being then?
Well, they're looking for like evolutionary traits, you know, evolutionary traits, which you cannot actually mimic doing this like this. Like, it does not, I mean, you can't just determine evolutionary traits just by mixing two species and say, okay.
I think if it really happens, the offspring will spend his life, the whole life,
Well, they've raised lots of chimps in like their people, which I have an issue with too. I don't think they should be raising chimps in people's houses like their people, but they've done that. So would you do that with it? Would you just watch, I mean, like the twin separation thing, you know, where you put them in a house and just basically watched how they grew? Is that what you would do with this critter? Or like,
you think that experiment is necessary?
Well, and necessity is, I think, in the mind of the person. Everyone makes up what they think is necessary. I mean, so I have a hard time judging what you think is necessary. You may have something necessary in your life versus what I find. I mean, that's a value-based system. And I guess so is anything ethical, but, I mean, because if you ask this researcher, he may say that it is necessary for him to determine this outcome. I mean, you can't really argue with him and tell him, no, you're wrong. I mean, because he would just argue back with you and tell you. I mean, so it would just be this back and forth.
But
there's
not a lot, because I think that it's not necessary.
Yeah. Any final thoughts?